Welcome to our Demonstration Lessons for EFL and ESL Job Interviews podcast. Demonstration lessons are becoming more and more popular by schools when they're hiring. They want to know not just that you know how to interview well, but they want to know if you know how to teach, and that's a fairly reasonable idea. Demonstration lessons can be fairly uncomfortable, though, in the sense that sometimes when you do these lessons, it's a fairly artificial situation. You might be teaching teachers that already work at that school, and they're pretending to be students, and sometimes they'll pretend to give you a hard time, and there's just lots of pretending going on, and it just seems strange and awkward. Sometimes you will be teaching real students, but you might also be the third or fourth or fifth person teaching them today. So that'll seem a little awkward and weird too. Now, you can get all uncomfortable and nervous about the idea of a demonstration lesson, or you can look at it as an opportunity to show what you know. And the best way to do that in a confident manner is to be well prepared. Read through the page on the website about demonstration lessons and make sure you follow some of the directions, in the sense that when you find out you're going to have to do a lesson, ask them for whom the lesson is intended. Who are you teaching? Are these corporate businessmen? Are these seniors at the university where you're going to teach? Are these graduate students at the university where you're going to teach? Are these kindergarten students? So who are you teaching? What's the language that they need to be taught? How long would they like this lesson to be? And do they have a preference about intended target language? And what's the skill level of these people? So all of these things are important as to what you might develop. As often as not, you're going to get to decide the answer to most of those things. So try to create the most interesting and exciting lesson you can. For this course, you have to develop a lesson plan, and if you're doing the 120-hour part, you have to develop 4 different lesson plans. Make one of those extra super good and build it towards the idea of having that be your demonstration lesson should you ever need to do one. So put a little extra time and effort into it now to make it easier for you later. Also, try to make it something that's comprehensive and good enough that you could send it along with your resume or CV when you're applying for a job. Now, demonstration lessons can also be a little bit of fun if you make sure that they are. So try to make it lighthearted. Try not to be too serious about it, even though it is a job interview. If it's lighthearted and it gets the students involved, that's the number one thing. What they're really looking for, most schools, most places, is 1, are you friendly? Believe it or not, there's teachers who aren't friendly, and they want to know, are you friendly? Can you interact with the students and give them at least a semi-pleasant hour or 45 minutes, however long the class lasts? They also want to know, do you know any particular technique or method? Are you going to use PPP or ESA? They hope so. They want to know that you're going to be an organized teacher who has a method, a way of going about teaching students. Make sure you do that. When you go to this demonstration lesson, make sure that you take at least 2 copies of the lesson plan, one for you, one for the evaluators who are watching you. And with your lesson plan, make sure that you include the handouts and an example of your board work, and then do it exactly as you laid it out in the plan. Then you will be confident. Practice at home or practice with some friends before you go and do this demonstration lesson. Plan for it to have a few glitches. That's okay. That just kind of happens when you do these kinds of things. Also, plan on the possibility that you won't be asked for a demonstration lesson until you're actually at your interview. In other words, they might say, go out, you know, leave the room for 10 or 15 minutes, come back and teach us a class. So it's a really good idea to have one of these demonstration lessons in your briefcase or in your back pocket, ready to go. I have to say that one of the worst interviews I ever did in my life was at a school that did exactly that. And I'm just not a good, you know, on the spot, hurry up, sing and dance and figure something out. And I did a terrible job with the demonstration lesson. I wasn't offered the job. And it's one of the few times I've ever interviewed for a job that I wasn't offered the job. But after that, I learned a great lesson. And the lesson was, have a lesson with me. And I did keep a lesson in my briefcase from then on, even with overheads, ready to go. Anybody ask me. And of course, when you're ready, nobody will ask you. So that's one good way to avoid a demonstration lesson, possibly, is you might just look confident enough because you know you're ready to go that they won't even ask you to do it. Go ahead and read the web page, and if you have any questions, concerns, problems, you see anything that's not working right, send us an email or use the contact form. Bye-bye.